This is a letter to the editors.
Oh, no.
Long time Cumtown fan Seth Dickfield here, and I would just like to say that I am outraged at the last episode. There were zero jokes. It was all arguing, and that's not why I listen to the podcast. I spend $5 a month on this show. Do you have any idea how much money that is? First of all, think of it in terms of pennies. That's like 5,000 pennies.
Yes, it is.
You know what? I how long it would take me to enjoy each and every one of those pennies?
How do you enjoy a penny, Seth?
I'd say you give it 20 minutes each before I come in my pants from holding the penny. Times 5,000, we're talking about a lifetime that I wasted on that terrible episode.
We got a lot of complaints about it.
Well, Kurt's back.
Yeah, Kurt's back. So, hey, Kurt.
Oh, hey,
it's
gosh.
Not Kurt's fault. I guess it's not, it was fucking last minute. We had a shitty.
Yeah.
It was like 11:30 a fucking night.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to throw. Kurt's like, Kurt's one of the best comics.
Oh, he's funny
in
shit.
The city.
He's an amazing comic.
He's a very good comic. But if we just had a boring conversation. The problem is like, I felt bad about doing all those premium episodes where I'm like, yeah, we're just going to do us. And I like didn't bother to get any guests. Because early on, I was getting pretty big guests.
That's a nice guest.
Yeah.
We could still do it. Who cares?
Bonnie was good. You know. The Norton one there wasn't too many jokes in that. The problem with the Norton one is like anytime I'd say anything that I was trying to joke, Jim would be like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
You're like, I was kidding.
Yeah.
But no, why it's actually good that people don't like that is because now it justifies never getting guests again.
Right. Yeah, you know they lost the listener lost their privilege.
Right,
their
and look,
no,
get,
it's not the listener didn't lose their privilege. It was
honestly,
our fault. It was
well,
your
more than
fault.
Anything,
mostly
it's
Adam.
Adam's fault. Yeah, that was
why
a test.
Is it my fault?
That was
first
a
of
test.
All, you were
to
supposed
see,
to be kicked off the show.
That was a test to see if you could handle it without me. If in you instead of me, one's got to go. Adam, $5,000. We promised the listeners. And
well, I'm off the show, but
sorry,
I'm just
man.
Here right now.
You're our guest. Adam's actually
I'm
just
the
our
guest
yeah.
right
this
now.
Week.
Well, that's how it initially
former
was.
Former cum boy.
Yeah, you were supposed
great
to be
back.
You were supposed to be the guest the first time. That first time we had you on, you were just the guest.
Yeah.
The first episode, this was just supposed to be my show, and Stav was the guest.
That is true.
And then we kept adding people.
Yeah, you asked me on the podcast if I want to do a podcast.
Yeah, that's how we got engaged. It was a surprise. I had a big kiss cam. I had a kiss cam broadcasting in Stav's apartment, and I said, do you want to be on the podcast? And he's like, don't do this to me in public. That's how it happened. So, and then Stav's got like you got one more road date,
and then we're coming.
Man, I'm jealous.
Nonstop.
I want to go down.
We should do a little tour.
Yeah. Well, I want some feature weekends.
Yeah.
I got a headline in like 2 months, and I just need
where you do it. Where
Cap City.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Should work on.
Yeah,
some
I
want to
go back.
You should try and book some shit.
I had a fun. That was a fun trip to DC last.
That
time
was a lot of fun. Hold on.
Me and Adam, we were laughing about. And it's like one of the hidden gems in DC is when you go to the Lincoln Memorial and you see people doing, they think those are the Rocky steps.
The best.
And they do it.
I love it.
And it's always like Indian guys. So it's like, Vikram! Vikram, get look at me. I am like the movie star Rockman. Vikram, take picture.
Yeah, people always get it wrong in Philly too. They do the City Hall instead of the Art Museum.
Uh-huh.
There's no, is there? There's not big steps at City Hall though.
I don't know. Maybe I'm
there's
wrong.
Like 12.
No, you said that because somebody called the Art Museum City Hall.
That's right.
They do that the right steps, but they don't know what that fucking building is.
I saw a clip of Rocky without the music running up those steps, and it sucks dick.
It's just not very
like,
good.
It's just like some guy running up steps and like grunting.
Dude, I was in Philly one time and I saw a guy doing the Rocky steps, which is already just like I don't understand how you can embarrass yourself to that degree.
It's crazy.
You know, that's like
was he in sweats?
Yes, that was what I was going with that. He was wearing the outfit. He
had, oh, no.
He had, like, the Scully, the gray sweats on.
Dude.
Just some completely out of shape middle-aged Italian guy. He's like, yeah, like in the movie. I'm like Rocky from the movie.
He stops halfway to drink a cup of marinara sauce.
Yeah.
And just powers himself to the finish line.
Yeah. Italians, stop pretending like you know anything about exercise. You don't. You don't fucking know shit about it.
Yeah.
You're all on steroids. You do some garbage 5-day split and do your steroids.
They do get jacked, though. I'll give them that.
They do steroids.
If I did steroids, would I get jacked?
No, because you wouldn't go to the gym.
Maybe I would. How often would I need to go to the gym on steroids to get jacked? Like once every couple
days? I mean,
days?
You don't really... Yeah, if you put it together like a little 4-day split and start doing steroids, you could probably get in pretty good shape.
Dude, fuck yeah. Where do I get steroids?
Do you actually talk to the Guido at my old gym who would give people... I saw him one time. He had the guy doing like the sample, like, you know, the sample session. He says, you know, not a guy that's... Maybe he was his client, but it was his first fucking day.
Oh, he was a personal trainer?
He was a personal trainer. This, like, meathead personal trainer who was really dismissive and shitty to all his clients. Just right, this, like, right. Douchebag bro. And he was, like, training this, like, you know, dude the whole day. And then towards the end of the day, I hear him, too, and he's... I hear him, like, talking to the guy. He's like, you know, honestly, like, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah, I did cycle, but just to get to where I am, and now I just maintain. And now I just maintain, you know, what I built up by doing this, by cycling, yes. So, to be completely honest with you, if I'm being completely honest with you, yes. You know, and then like I'm like, I don't know why you would just advertise that. Yeah. Like, tell your clients, like, that's the one group of people who should lie about using steroids as personal trainers.
Absolutely.
Professional athletes, I guess, because there's like a legal issue there. But if you're like a professional wrestler or some shit, or a fucking bodybuilder, like, everyone knows you're not fucking, you know, you're allowed to use drugs.
Right.
They don't just say that you use drugs, but a personal trainer, you know, there's no reason to fucking advertise that. And then, like, you know, maybe 45 minutes later, I heard him again. He's like, well, you know, for someone your size, I would recommend, you know, maybe just a very short cycle. And he's like telling the guy how to do steroids. Right,
like,
away.
110 pound Chinese guy.
It was some fucking guy in his like late 30s who probably made a bunch of money in finance or whatever.
Right.
And he's like, trying
to go from date rape shape to regular
rape
shape.
Now I guess I'm gonna be a different kind of douchebag.
Yeah.
Now that I've made my money. But the only time I ever saw that guy ever get excited about any one of his clients, he was like training this like 6'5", 6'6", like this like kid with like Eldis's body,
right,
but even bigger, like a very, like a pear shaped man,
right. So a man with a woman's hips.
Yeah, well, he had a huge ass, but so like he was very naturally strong due to his huge ass. Uh-huh. So, you know, he had this like dopey looking like baby Huey kid in there. And the kid was like, you know, his first day in the gym deadlifting 500 pounds. And so he had the kid doing like, you know, like deadlifts with like 6 plates on the bar and shit. And the trainer's just like, yeah, boy. You know, like every rep, he's like, yeah, come on, get it. Yeah, boy.
Man.
And then they were going like set for set on the fucking leg press machine and just like maxing
Jesus
out with like
Christ.
a 1,000 pounds. He's like, yeah, that's fucking 1,500 pounds right there. And he's like screaming at
that
the
guy
top
just
of his
shatters
lungs.
His fucking
it's just
knee.
Like a small neighborhood gym.
That's so funny. Dude, the fact that fucking douches were using Flavor Flav lingo is so funny. I remember the yeah boy.
Yeah, it
era.
Became a Borat kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And boy, did I... That was a funny show, though. And I loved...
Flavor of Love?
I loved fucking... Yeah, I beat off to almost every woman on that show, I would
what?
Say.
What?
Yeah, for sure.
You're
Hoops
retarded.
Hoops is my favorite.
Hoops. Oh, yeah.
Hoops
she was
awesome.
Cute.
You know she was dating Shaq?
She was?
Shaquille O'Neal. Hoops was like 5'4", and like a small...
Yeah.
Like, you know how big Shaq's cock is, dude? It's probably
humongous.
It has
to be pretty big.
Shaq is 7'4", right?
7'2".
7'2", and
7'1",
like...
7'1", yeah.
She probably got a nice fat hog, dude.
Yeah. You've seen that picture of Kevin Hart and Shaq, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you
best.
Imagine,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
what he did to Kevin Hart's asshole? Kevin Hart making his, like, his comedy face. Fucking dick.
Apparently Kevin Hart's
ass.
Got a real big dick.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How tall is
he?
He's like 5'3"?
He's like 3'4"?
Yeah.
He's 3'4".
3'4". He's in great shape.
You guys never beat off to anyone on Flavor of Love?
No.
Come on.
It's just you.
You're kidding?
No, you actually beat off these people. You just thought they were hot. That's like a huge difference.
I definitely would look
up. I think you're lying a lot.
I'm not lying, dude. How fucking dare you?
How fucking dare you? I don't think you beat off to these unbeatable, offable things.
Dude, you can't beat off to a naked picture of Hoops. She had some nudes out there, dude.
All right. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, everyone I beat off to has nudes or fake nudes.
Yeah, I can't. Who the fuck is beating off the fake nudes?
Sometimes for old time's sake, dude. You got to be. Sometimes.
No, even when, like, old time's sake, there was never.
Beat off to fake nudes?
No, I'd be like, this is bullshit.
You're 11 years old.
No. Well, you know, maybe I did by accident because I didn't know.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it became pretty clear pretty quickly which ones were real and which ones were fake.
All I'm saying is.
Beating off the fake nudes when you're an adult is like if you still. If you, as an adult in your apartment by yourself, like wrote presents from Santa to yourself, you're like, what did Santa get me this year?
Yeah, sometimes
the family's
you
dead. They don't speak to you anymore. You just open the wrapping. And it's like, oh, it's a box set full of nudes of the cast of Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, yeah.
It's all the Gilmore Girls nudes.
It's Mandy Moore smiling while some guy's fucking her in the ass.
There's nine dicks surrounding Dakota Fanning's face. Thank you so much, Santa's elves in your Photoshop workshop.
Look, I'm not saying I finish to fake nudes, but I'm stroking my dick for a while. It's an appetizer. I'll search, you know, and I'll be like, oh, that's fun. There's still titties.
I guess beating off is more utilitarian for me at this point. It's something I have to do 3 or 4 times a day so I don't kill myself.
What do you beat off to? You've never admitted what you beat off to?
Just whatever on fucking
X videos?
Yeah. You know, first page, maybe second page.
Sometimes I'll go in there deep just to see what we got.
Get crazy with it.
Get 14, 22. I beat off. You know what I've been beating off to lately? The beginnings of pornos where they like first get naked.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm tired. You know what I beat off to, you guys? The interview where they're like on the side of the road and the bank bus guys are offering them money.
I beat off.
Once the sex starts,
I beat off to all the legal disclaimers at the beginning about the Office of Record Keeping.
Yeah, exactly.
Miami, Florida.
There's a job.
There's like some fucking state government job. You get fucking $60,000 a year to just like sit around and be like, "What's that? Oh, that girl? Yeah, she's 18. Okay. All right, thanks. You know, and like that's all you do is make sure that the people getting fucked on camera aren't children.
That's a good job.
That's a cool job.
Yeah.
Could I get that?
Could I quit comedy and get that job? Yeah.
All I'm saying is sometimes the first time it's fun to see some titties pop out of a shirt.
Well, for the longest time when I was a kid, I used to beat off to like HBO stuff late at night, and then the naked boobies thing that was on all the time was the fucking Stanley Kubrick. Well, there was Real Sex, which was like
Real Sex sucked,
which was a documentary about sex.
People.
Yeah,
I want to see sexy people,
fat hippies.
Unless
like,
it's me.
That's the thing, man. I really can't fucking stand sex nerds. I don't know what else to call them.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
Dude, I was on a date and a girl said, oh, my ex-boyfriend was a real sex nerd.
Yeah. He just likes fucking.
Yeah, right.
Well, a sex nerd is someone that doesn't have sex,
90%
right?
of the time, no. A sex nerd is like a fat woman that loves masturbating.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like a very sexual person.
One
like,
of those aunts that gets you inappropriate wedding gifts. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anal beads.
Well, I hooked up with a girl who said she was in Baltimore who's like, oh, I'm a sex nerd. And I think it's like, I really do think it's like autistic people. Because it like makes sex like a series of rules. Like they're all like dominatrixes and shit like that. And like, there's no emotion in it. It's just like, oh, what do you enjoy having sex? And then it's like it was weird. I hate being asked that question straight up. It's like, can't we just fuck?
I'm in the same boat.
Do I have to ask for like when you suck my penis? It feels weird. And then she did suck my dick and it was cool, but you know, it was real
strange. Had to ask questions.
And also she was real bummed. She was like in an open relationship or whatever, and she broke up with her boyfriend who was bi or something, because they like met some dude at a bar, and they would like bring people back and fuck them together or whatever. And she was like, look, I don't really feel like fucking this dude, so we can just hang out or whatever, but no fucking. And then she goes to the bathroom and she comes back and her boyfriend's getting her dick sucked by this guy they just met at a bar.
So the boyfriend's just gay.
Probably, yeah. But it, I mean, that's so fucking funny. You leave and you come back and someone's a man is sucking your boyfriend's dick. You're like, I told you, you can't get your dick sucked by a man unless I gave you permission.
I was dating a girl a couple years ago. And she, like, came home one night, and she was like, oh, I got so wasted at the party. And I was like, I fucked these, like, two girls or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care, but you should have, like, asked.
Yeah.
Just assume that, like, you can just go fuck other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, good for you. That's...
Although I would like to fuck a, to date a girl who fucks girls.
Yeah.
That seems fun. I date a lot of them. Pretty much in Stop Brooklyn. Bragging. Well, in Brooklyn.
In what?
A lot of them. Well, I did a lot of girls that were
from,
just.
I'm from the all hoses lesbians school of thought. You know what I'm saying?
No, like a lot of girls that were just dating a girl that kind of looked like me.
Right.
I've been in that position multiple times.
I think we both could be in that position.
Yeah.
If I put on a bowling shirt, we look like 90% of lesbians.
I'm like a good transition back into cock. It's not that scary of a penis. It's like a.
It's
you know,
a starter cock.
It's a welcoming penis, yeah.
Absolutely.
If you're afraid of them, it's like not that's yeah.
It's whatever. Not scary.
We're both very gentle boys.
That's why like with lesbians, like I really split the room with lesbians when I meet them. They either
they fucking hate me.
Fucking hate me.
Of course,
or they love me, and a lot of them hate me because I think some of them see me as
a threat.
Competitors.
I fucking there's like a trans coffee shop.
Oh boy,
in my old neighborhood, like a trans lesbian bookstore coffee shop, and I would go in there to get coffee sometimes, and I really felt like a fucking OSS agent in East Germany. You know, like a Dunka, one. Coffees, schnitzel, Donka.
Were you always dressed? Was that in your fucking sea captain?
Yeah.
Era?
Well, I know I would wear an SS outfit to blend in. That's what I meant by I felt like an OSS agent. And
when I was in a coffee shop when I first moved to New York, and I remember there were these. It was just me and these two lesbians that were breaking up with each other. And I noticed in the middle of it that we're all wearing the same pair of Teva sandals. Six Tevas.
I love that shit. Yeah, I think I already said this before, but when I dropped my lesbian cousin off at a Burning Man potluck.
Oh, God.
There were literally five Subaru hatchbacks. It might have been six.
Had to
just
have been.
There.
That
it was awesome.
That rape victim clown I used to live with brought me to a Burning Man party. One time, I was Burning Man friends, and I heard the gayest shit I've ever heard in my entire life in the backyard. There was some, like, fucking snooty douchebag from, like, I don't know, the fucking Bay Area.
Yeah.
You know, in the backyard, and he's, like, very cuntily saying to this girl he's there with, he's like, you know, the thing that I've noticed is, like, West Coast burners are, like, more sort of free spirit, you know, like, sort of like chill people. Whereas East Coast burners are like, it's very like Renfest vibe, you know. And it took everything I had not to just be like, no, you're also a faggot. If that's what you're trying to say? Is that everyone here is a faggot. You especially, actually, because you're somehow a snob about being a faggot. But no, don't make no mistake. Yeah, you're absolutely a piece of shit.
Truly gay. Yeah, fuck it. I mean, I don't think anyone thinks Burning Man is cool at this point.
I have a friend who thinks it's really cool. Trevor thinks it's very
lame.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
He goes every
sense.
Year.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just, but here the problem with fucking Burning Man is just like, it's people who are like, oh, yeah, it's just like there's no economy and it's like you just trade goods and
not
shit.
Not anymore. Like, now there's like rich people tend.
Yeah,
that's
now
what
it's
it is.
All, now it's all rich, Silicon Valley.
Right. They all fucking go in there and they spend, oh, there's no economy, but you spend like $14,000 to make a restaurant for 3 days.
Yeah.
Or
it's like, oh, it's like anarchy. And then a couple years ago, some guy set the Burning Man on fire early, and they called the police on him. They had him arrested.
What a bunch of fucking pussies. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Burning Man.
No, we just want a different society. Like, this is... It addresses all the problems in society by making the people who are gay in power instead of people we disagree with.
They have to be gay and white and rich.
Yeah.
Burning Man fucking sucks.
That's all the friends I had as like a teenager were all like that. They loved music festivals and
That's almost acceptable as a fucking 15-year-old, though.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't grow out of it.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
It'd be funny. I've said this a million times before, but it'd be funny to go to Burning Man dressed as Bernie Mac and be like, "Now, what the hell is this?"
That'd be a good bit.
His foolishness.
I thought this was the Burning Mac festival.
How do you dress like Bernie Mac?
I don't know.
So you just mean a blackface?
Yeah, yes. You'd have to be blackface. Full blackface and then linen pants, linen shirt.
Oh, you should get the outfit from the I Ain't Scared of You Motherfucker
set.
Oh,
of course, yes.
The airbrushed pants with his face on them.
That is quite the outfit. Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Now, how many of y'all like sex?
Woo! I do. It's like, I'm celibate. Boys, I decided I'm not fucking anymore. It's a choice.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to fuck me, they can try, but it's not going to end up the way you want.
I like that.
That's my new stance. I'm playing hard to get on the world.
Yeah.
I would stop having sex if I could just not have acid reflux for like every day of my fucking life.
What have you been eating, bro?
I don't know. I ate it, and like I drank like a quart of milk last night before bed.
And that didn't help? Is that supposed to help?
No.
A quart?
Yeah.
That's a lot of milk.
Isn't that shit basic or whatever? I don't
know. I woke up with like searing stomach pain again. And like it kept me up for like 30 minutes. And then I woke up this morning. I'm like almost throwing up in my mouth.
Damn, maybe you can't eat that fucking dairy, bro.
Yeah. I was doing a fun little open mic bit last couple weeks about how acid reflux sounds like way too cool for what it is. Sounds like a hacker from the future. Yeah. It just means you throw up in your mouth.
Yeah, acid reflux sounds like a cool manga.
I get it from drinking and cocaine.
Doing cocaine?
Yeah.
I get it from smoking cigarettes at night.
And smoking cigarettes.
And also going to bed on a
quarter. Yeah, I've never had it. I've never had acid reflux or heartburn of any kind.
The thing is, my diet's been shit forever. I'm like, I don't understand. I didn't change my diet. I continue to smoke and eat shit, do blow.
I know, dude. I had such a depressing realization that it's like, in my head, I was like, you know what? I'm never going to not be fat, whatever. But then I was like, oh, wait a second. I don't have to, like, you know, I was like, oh, I'm not going to try and lose weight, whatever. But it's like, your body just keeps getting worse. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, I'm going to have to do work to just maintain being, like, sort of fat instead of, like,
really?
Obese.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's going to fuck up your ankles and your hips, too.
Yeah.
You're going to get hip dysplasia like a golden retriever. Yeah.
Damn, I'd love to be a French bulldog. I'm an English bulldog. Who's kidding who? You're a chihuahua with a dick and dick in its mouth, Adam.
A chihuahua?
Yeah, and you're a gay
nice
other
one,
dog.
Yeah. Woo, woo, you got him, dude.
I'm all 101 of the Dalmatians. I'm every single one of them.
Fuck, I don't know about dogs enough to make this joke. I just picked Chihuahua because it was the gayest dog I knew. Oh, no, well, Poodle. Poodle's gayer.
They had that website where you could put somebody's face in it and it told you what dog you were.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, and I put in Carly Fiorina, and it came back with Collie, which is great because that's what all the fucking massholes were calling her at the Carly Fiorina rally in New Hampshire when I was there. They're like, where's Collie? We came here to see Collie. Put her face in.
I love that you could just be a rich person and then, like, run for president as a Republican.
You love it?
I mean,
you love Trump.
I think it's funny that, but then I said that in a world, thinking about a world where they like
you forgot
get out.
Trump.
Yeah, I keep forgetting he's president.
Me
dude.
Too, all the time.
So, although those Mitt Romney picks were so awesome.
Amazing.
It's like, he just like got caught with a side bitch look on his face.
Poor Mitt Romney.
Yeah, poor handsome rich.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like, you know, when a guy gets, like, you know, fucked in jail and then he has to become the wife. Yeah. And it's like, no, actually, I enjoy being in this position.
Why is he
It feels good to be Mrs. Trump.
It's powerful. It's powerful.
Why does he give a fuck? He's rich. He's out of public life. Why does he have to hang out with Trump? Why does he want to?
I think
because you get a lot of fucking money, you know, by doing like speeches and shit after you're out of office. You can make a shit ton of money.
No, but why is he fucking hanging out with Trump? Why doesn't he just go fucking speak at, like, you know, he could be like the...
You never can have enough money.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at this. Because of this podcast, I am now literally a thousandaire. You know, I mean... We're making okay money. We're in a steady clip.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a new laptop the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
One of those small MacBooks.
Oh,
the cheap.
Fuck.
The cheapest
you got one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get
the cheapest
one.
Because I need it. My laptop's
How much
fun.
Was it? Like 16?
Yeah, it's about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a damn PS4, baby.
Yeah.
In a blender, bitch.
But now the next thing I gotta buy is I need a Toyota GT86. You know? You can't.
So true.
That's $26,000. So looks like I'm gonna have to double my money. And then once I get that,
what's after that?
A fucking blimp. I gotta buy a fucking Zeppelin to fly around Manhattan and throw pennies at orphans.
What happened with blimps? You know, like,
I think they just exploded a lot.
The Hindenburg exploded.
I fucking know exactly what happened.
No. So like the Hindenburg explodes, and before the Hindenburg, they were like, "This is how people are gonna get around." But it goes real slow. Like, why do they think that was a good idea for how people were gonna get around?
It's very comfortable. I mean, it's like
it's
probably
smooth,
feels
up there.
Boats didn't go out of fashion. People still take cruises. The reason
and then they're like, "No, we're gonna only have them, but for sports." Now
it's because of the lifting gas used in a lot of the blimps that caused like the Hindenburg disaster was hydrogen. They had to use hydrogen because only the U.S. had access to helium, and during the war we weren't like giving helium to the rest of the world. All like most non-U.S. blimps were using hydrogen as a lifting gas, which is really dangerous, which is what caused the Hindenburg to explode. And then that sort of destroyed the market for it elsewhere, and then the U.S. eventually stopped. You know
what were they
well.
Doing with the helium? Were they like prank calling Hitler, like high voices?
Mm-hmm. That was it.
That would have been fun.
Nah, but I mean, that's like the one thing I get annoyed with.
You see people,
I think that would have gone a little.
You see people
something
riding
like
dumbass motor or like bicycles and shit, and there's like
with the two
every
wheels?
Type of technology comes back. All these steampunk assholes, but they don't bring back the best one,
blimps.
Which is a full size like ZL1 Graf Zeppelin, which I would love to, with the swastika, by the way.
Of course,
absolutely,
you have to.
It is so funny to see something so like fun and benevolent looking, and then. Having a fucking swastika.
No, I'm telling you, man. Like, if I had enough money, the two things I would want is to live in a big Nazi Zeppelin above Manhattan. Where there's no rules up there.
It's like international air.
How far up do you have to be?
I would sit up there, and I would fucking gamble, and I'd
fuck
cuss.
Children.
You'd wear an
eye patch
for no reason.
I'd wipe my ass with child pornography. I don't even like the shit. That's just fucking how much money I got, but I'm using child porn as toilet paper. Emptying the toilet, you know,
that
from the
tight.
Sky all over the city.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Dave Matthews Band?
I guess.
Their tour bus like emptied out the shit onto into the Chicago River, and there was a boat like under the bridge. And they like fucking covered it.
Oh,
but
no.
It was so funny. It was Dave Matthews who did it.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
What's Dave up to these days? Did you ever listen to Dave Matthews?
Producing more shit. Wait, you said they emptied all the shit out of the tour bus. You mean they had a concert?
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah,
I've always been
pro
Jack
Johnson.
The other goal,
if I had money, buy Anchor Wat.
What's that?
That like Kim?
That
jungle temple. Yeah,
yeah.
It's these, those old like Thai, like you know, like very ornate like jungle temples.
Uh huh.
Have one of those, and then have a bunch of fucking monkey servants like King Louis.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they would be servants or just. I would just like to live among them and you know establish some kind of society. Get fucked up on hallucinogens all day long.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to be servants, dude, because then they'd fucking overtake you otherwise.
Well, they could overtake. That's why it has to be democratic.
Oh,
I mean,
I see.
Well, maybe not. Maybe you have to establish dominance. I'm forgetting
that
nature
kill,
isn't.
You have to fucking shoot the strongest monkey. The first day you're there, you show up, you fuck up, you rape the strongest monkey.
Man,
yeah,
I'm reading Blood Meridian. And like,
oh, I'm reading it as well.
Yeah, there's so much good shit in there. So like they're like they just you know it's a gang of like in like scalpers, you know, in the fucking old west or whatever.
Yeah,
Texas,
the cattle guys.
Mexico.
I literally am reading it.
Well, it's based on
bitch.
It's based on like, are you?
I am for real.
Oh, okay. So I wanted to set up, But did you get to the part yet where they're like they're traveling and they go to that like cantina and they meet the guy that has like a retard in a cage?
No, I can't wait.
Yeah. He's got his like retarded brother naked in a cage, and the retarded brother just like eats shit and smears it all over himself. And they're like, "What you planning on doing with that?" And he's like, "I'm taking him to California, show him to people for a nickel."
That's the guy that did The Road and
yeah, The Road
No
and
Country.
No Country.
Yeah, where?
Yeah.
I've never read
I'm
it,
trying
actually.
To read to be not stupid anymore, dude.
Well, it's good for like, it's not good for not being stupid, because you'll always be stupid, but in terms of like making shit, I mean, it's definitely easier to be creative when you have more inputs.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. If reading books makes you smart is what I remember.
No, it doesn't.
When I used to read books, I was smarter than I am now. I'm stupid as shit. All I fucking do is play. Now I just play PlayStation 4.
That, well, that's because you got to play smart games, dude.
Oh, really?
You played Bioshock. That's fucking, that'll open your mind.
Really?
Like Ayn Rand and stuff.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I'll check it out.
Objectivism and
I usually
moral
just play
relativity. It's a fucking really cool game. Plus, you get to shoot children.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Bioshock is one of the best games of all time. I know I say that joking, but holy shit, that game is good.
I've never played it. I usually just play Dead or Alive Volleyball.
Yeah.
Where it's those big titty Japanese
ladies.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
That was a good one.
I legitimately am going to download it on the PlayStation Network.
Do you remember Virtua Tennis?
Hell yes, I remember Virtua Tennis.
One of the best
dude.
Sports games ever.
You remember when you could hack Lara Croft Tomb Raider to get her titties out?
Yep.
No, I don't remember that. Wasn't that fake? Hack.
No, that
was
real.
Real, dog.
That was like a
I saw
very
those pixelated
conversation.
Hell yes, dude.
Yeah, it was like the quality yeah. was so low.
They were terrible. They didn't look like titties at all. It was just like cones. And the
yeah, that's what tits look like, dude. They look like cones.
BioShock seems like it's too fucking hard, dude. It's too fucking involved.
No, it's actually pretty easy.
Really?
Yeah, it's that's like the one thing that's disappointing about it is it wasn't like particularly difficult.
I hate that shit where there's like so much inventory and shit. I just want a Grand Theft Auto style open world.
That's kind of what it is. It's not like an RPG or
anything. Oh, really?
Anything. Yeah,
oh,
no, okay. It's a first person shooter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, like inventory in the sense that you have like 5 or 6 guns.
Tight.
Yes, but. Yeah.
Yo, know. Mafia 3, have you guys seen the fucking shit for that? That looks awesome. I want to play that shit. I'm about to download so many games. I'm going to quit comedy and just play PlayStation.
Yeah, I got to get a couple more truck jobs before the season ends so I can buy a TV.
Dude,
I really want one of those 4K TVs. I want to watch that new Planet Earth.
Why?
Actually, here's my goal is to download a new Planet Earth, dub it over with G George, and make Planet Earth. And it's like, you know, like elephants, you know, going to the lake to eat, drink or whatever. And then you just say, now how many of y'all like sex? And then the elephants start fucking.
Hell yeah, dude.
Planet
G
Earth.
G George.
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
That's the joke, folks. It's how they say Earth.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It didn't. Everyone would, when they quoted Will Smith, say, welcome to Earth, would be like, welcome to Earth. But he never even said Earth.
Yeah.
He says Earth.
In Independence?
Yeah,
Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And then they would add the N-word at the end. Yeah. He didn't say that either. I don't remember that part of the movie.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Remember, you know I loved, there was comedian Earthquake.
Yeah, of course.
And then there was a guy in D.C. that was comedian Hurricane.
It's was
like,
there?
Can't just
the fat guy, the fat white guy.
Yeah, that fat white
just
guy.
He was
John Hurricane. Hur.
Hurricane. Yeah, his name was a pun, which makes it even shittier.
Yeah, it's terrible.
No, he looked like Family Guy, and he had a joke about that.
He did.
Yeah, that
was his opener.
He had a joke about it. He's like, and he would carry around fake glasses, and he's like, yeah, obviously I'm Peter Griffin or whatever. It's like, come on, man.
So bad.
Yeah.
But he looked exactly like him, to his credit.
He did, yeah.
That was his best credit. Was
well, there's a guy that goes to like anime conventions dressed as Peter Griffin.
I've seen that guy. Yeah. And that guy,
he's pretty good at.
Legitimately looks exactly.
He
like
looks
it.
Exactly like him, and he does the impression pretty well.
Yeah, Hurricane couldn't really do the impression. Was that guy like a fucking lobby or something? DC was so fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
You would get like rich people that are just like, "Yep, I want to fucking do stand-up."
Oh, yeah. There were a bunch of rich people.
Why the fuck
that
are you doing that? You have a
it.
Better life. You have a good life.
Did I mention
rich.
The sit-down
rich
comic?
Bennett. Yeah.
The sit-down comic? Did we talk about him?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that was
a wait.
Yeah, the handicap guy.
Yeah.
There's only so much I can pull out of those wiseacres days. Did I mention Tom Flood? problem. Tom Flood, the severely autistic guy.
If you take this on the road, that guy?
No, Diesel said that about it.
I'm telling you, if you brought him on the road, he would murder.
Diesel just wanted to put him in that cage like the retard of Blood Meridian. He's like, I'm taking him to California, and I'm showing him to people for a nickel.
Taking him to California. Who else was fucking... Have we talked about Irwin? I'm sure we have.
Yeah, we talked about Irwin. Oh, yeah, we talked about him getting cucked. Name.
Yeah.
Someone immediately found him. I need more input.
What about the fat doctor?
The fat doctor. Funny. Yeah. Legend.
Just homophobic.
Yep. Definitely.
Was he a doctor?
Yeah, he was a doctor. He was an OBGYN.
Yeah.
Oh, the best kind.
My friend growing up, he was like black, and his granddad was like one of the most successful black gynecologists in D.C. Uh-huh. So he had this really fucking swanky house in like Bethesda.
The house?
It was like a real nice house. But the guy bought it in like 19... Did I mention this already?
No.
He bought it in like... Probably like the late 60s, decorated it, and then it was like, yeah, this is what the house looks like. So he had like this, but it was like gorgeous.
It was like a swingers palace?
It was on like a hill, so it was like split level, and all of the back of the house like opened up to this like pool in the backyard, and it was like sort of like a greenhouse style, you know, like kitchen and living room and stuff. And then, like, but, you know, even, like, the light fixtures were, like, coffee black with, like, weird, you know, oval-shaped switches and a lot of that, like, what is it, like, Populux sort of look to it. And,
what's that?
It's, like, a style of, like you know, graphic design. You know, like, boomerang coffee tables and shit. And all that owl shit. Vintage owl stuff.
A lot
stuff.
Of mahogany and shit, like dark woods.
That stuff. An interior stone garden.
Any velvet?
A lot of black velvet.
Oof.
A lot of black velvet. Sculptures of, like black onyx sculptures of jaguars and shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, and he had this old Rolls, like an old silver wraith. And he was like, this old black gynecologist. And he looked like, in the pictures, he sort of looked like Don King in around the house. And it was me and Brendan would laugh so much about him, like, just like, yeah, I only use my mouth. And that's how he made all his money, is being the number one pussy eater in D.C.
Wouldn't it be funny if there was a handless, an armless gynecologist? Do they have Chinese shit?
I don't remember much Chinese shit.
I think that's maybe more 1970s.
Their next door neighbor was James Brown from Fox Sports.
Oh, JB.
Yeah, JB. Yeah.
I didn't realize JB fucking lived in Bethesda.
Yeah, I guess he does.
Damn.
We went to watch the Super Bowl one time at their house, and like JB pulled up in the driveway next to us, and we were like, what the fuck? Yeah. And he was like, you guys watching
the
game?
This is a magical TV.
It looks so real.
Dude,
I saw Berman.
Chris Berman.
Chris Berman.
He lives in Baltimore, right?
No, I don't think... I don't know where it was. I saw him. I was in Providence. And he just had the flattest ass I've ever seen him. He has a total, fat guy, like, just out, straight, and just, like, flat ass.
Like Hank Hill.
Like, total Hank Hill physique,
Yeah.
And he was kind of a dick.
Really?
He was taking forever at the valet.
Well, yeah, he's a New England guy. That's right. It makes sense he'd be up there, Rhode Island.
That's really bad for you to have a shitty ass.
Yeah, dude.
Bad ass.
Plump
a shitty ass?
Yeah.
I got a pretty shitty
ass. To have a weak posterior chain? That's where you get a lot of mechanical problems in your body.
That's why I'm a
strong ass, strong hammies, strong limber hammies, strong ass.
Yes, baby.
Yeah, that's what's important in life.
Strong ass cheeks.
I'm fucked.
Yeah,
you're a weak bitch, dude. You are a weak bitch.
Sorry.
But
we should fuck Adam up and steal his shit. I'm going to steal your coat.
I didn't bring it.
By the time the winter's through, that'll be my coat.
That's my look, dude.
Dude, I know it's your look, bitch, but I'm stealing it.
I'm going to get the Tim's and the Yankee fitted.
I'm going to steal it.
And I'm
going to
get NBA jeans.
That's
going to be
jeans.
My look.
Fuck,
I'm gonna
forgot about those.
XL North Face sleeping bag jacket.
Yes, okay.
Tim's, Yankee fitted.
If you get
NBA
the NBA jeans, I will not steal your coat. Otherwise, I will steal your
coat. Well, I'm going to get them.
Okay, that's fine.
Do they make these in skinny?
Do you guys have joggers?
Yeah, can I get... I'd love a more
skin-tight NBA jeans.
I'd love like a more tapered NBA jean.
You should get skin tight apple bottom jeans with like an extremely loose ass. Just hang like a fanny pack off a fucking lady. Shitty body.
Oh god.
Oh fuck, dude.
That was a very 1990s look, like the
That was the last good thing Steve Jobs did is those bottom jeans.
Apple bottom jeans, yeah.
We're rethinking what black women's asses look like. Just Steve Jobs on that stage in a turtleneck. It's not enough to just have ass. You got to make the booty pop. This is what consumers want. This is what we're thinking about. Steve, are you going to take your cancer medicine? No.
Smoothies.
I'm taking ayahuasca for it. I'm going to text my way out of this. I'm going to rethink cancer.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Dude, a bunch of years ago or whatever, we had Jobs, Cash, and whatever. You know the fucking meme.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. But, yeah, 10 years ago, we had Steve Jobs, Bruce Jenner.
Antonin
and
Scalia.
And the Twin Towers.
Woo! Woo! Goddamn. I feel good, dude. I had a smoothie today, a green smoothie.
Oh, what'd you put in that?
My man, I put some damn spinach, some kale, some. I put a tomato in that bitch.
I need some produce.
Put an apple in there, too.
Amber's got a blender. Amber's got a blender, and I'm thinking about blending some shit up.
Dog,
getting the juice. You know what I need, though, is like glass jars to put the juice in.
You don't need that shit.
They don't keep well.
And you know what? Glass jars really don't keep well. That's why I started using these new stuff from the Container Store.
Are you doing Adam's thing where you steal the thing someone says right before?
No, I was doing a live read for our sponsor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead and continue.
Use promo code CUMTOWN at the Container Store. Or just go in there and if you go up to the cashier and say, where am I?
Nope.
That's part of the promo.
You have
to say
use
it. Call
the
in the N-word at the Container Store and get 15% off all orders now. Go in. Christmas special. Just go into any store, really. Scream the N-word. Say, Cumtown, give me the Cumtown discount. For our sponsors. Our sponsor, every store in the country.
A Jimmy Jazz. Go to Jimmy Jazz.
Go to Apple Bottom Jeans.
AppleBottomJeans.co.
And say, let me get a free sample. Let me get a taste test.
And then try and sniff the sales girl's ass.
Yeah.
Do you remember when like it was hot for girls to have fake tits and no ass? Like Adriana LaServa?
No.
From Sopranos?
No, I never thought that was attractive.
But that was like a very 1990s thing.
Not no ass. See, that's the thing. When people say no ass, it's just
small 90s
ass.
Women were trash.
Just like stringy, blonde, like bleached out, shitty hair.
Yeah.
Fake tits and no ass.
I certainly prefer a thicker woman.
I used to be friends with this guy, Connor, when I was like a teenager. And Connor was like telling this story one time. He's like such a funny dude. I wish I kept in contact with that guy.
He's
like,
I fucked him.
He's like, yeah, I was down in Florida a couple weeks ago and I hooked up with these two really methy looking chicks. Just fucking platinum blonde hair. It looks like they cut it with safety scissors. He's like, we spent the whole week there. I guess they were Freon addicts. So they were showing me how to. You know, rip the pipes out of an air conditioner.
Jesus Christ. They're like raccoons. They're like, the fuck?
Yeah, Freon addicts.
What do you even do with Freon? You suck it?
You huff it. Yeah, you suck them tubes.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
Like my friend that used to do a lot of drugs told me that one way to get really high for not a lot of money is gas. Like gasoline. Just huff.
Really?
Have you seen Love, Liza?
No.
Oh, man. That's such a good movie. You'd love it. It's Philip Seymour Hoffman, and he plays this guy whose wife had just killed herself, like at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And she's left him a letter, and he like can't bring himself to read it. So, you know, he's at work, and he's fucking up, and he just like can't stay focused. And they're like, man, maybe you should take a break. And he's just sitting in his house, and like it's like half cleared out. And he's like trying to clean the house to get ready to move out of it because he just can't deal with it. And he just picks up like the rag, you know, he's like cleaning with. Mm-hmm. And he gets into huffing.
Yeah.
And then he eventually graduates to gas, and then he needs a way to justify his gas addiction. So he gets really into like RC planes. And then it's like him getting really into RC planes and becoming like progressively more and more retarded from the gas.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What did the letter say?
He reads it at the end. I forget. I haven't seen the movie in like 10 years, but it's really good.
What if the letter was like, I fucked all your friends?
Yeah.
Don't be sad about me.
It's like, whatever you do, don't do gas. Wow, deep. Whoa. Whoa, dude. That's like
came
sort of
full
like
circle.
Memento profound.
Yeah.
What's your guys' favorite movie? Mine's Memento.
Is it?
No, I don't have. I don't know what.
I saw
never
a guy on
say.
A bus once that had like tattoos from Memento
no.
on his body. What a douchebag, right?
That sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick.
I was on a bus in Manhattan and.
That's terrible,
terrible.
Dude.
Yeah, John Q killed my wife or whatever. Yeah, that's stupid as
John
shit.
John Q?
What's his name? No, not that's, John Q. Not yeah. the Denzel.
My son
movie.
Is going to get a heart transplant. All right, listen to me, Jake. Jake, okay?
All right.
Yeah, all right. Ha, 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 ha. It's like, yeah, Denzel, how about just don't laugh in the movie? It's not convincing anyone.
You think he had the worst laugh? I still think Ray Liotta's got the worst laugh.
Yeah, yeah, that's like it's a terrible,
terrible
fake laugh.
Yeah,
I think we all have really good laughs.
Yeah, well, those are real. I'm talking yeah. about fake movie laughs.
Yeah, the actors who can't laugh. Who else? Who else can't laugh, boys?
People listening to this podcast.
Oh snap! Whoa, what the fuck, man? Shut up, yeah. bitch. Shut up, Nick, you motherfucker.
Well,
you
I'm little, just being honest.
You little bitch-ass bitch.
You're the fucking bitch here, pal.
Dude, take it back.
Do not try me.
Take it back.
I'll fucking stuff that dumb shirt right up your
what
ass.
What dumb shirt? You're wearing your
this
fucking one. Comedy knockout shirt
this
you
a free
for
shirt.
8 days. This is a free shirt, bitch.
It's laundry week. I'm also wearing shorts.
Yeah, you,
I gotta. I got to fold all my clothes and put them away. Then I'll change.
How many clothes do you own?
A decent amount.
Two pants.
Yeah, I don't have many pairs of pants.
Eight
That's
shirts.
True. I bought a pair of like Levi's like Dickies, like I guess Chicos or whatever, mm-hmm. and I found them again. They're great.
Chinos.
Chicos?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're called.
Chicos. Chinos? Bitch, they're not called Chicos.
That's a place.
Retard.
It's a fucking place. It's still
a
word.
It's a woman's clothing
store. It's a word I say once a year. I'm
My
allowed
aunt
to fuck
used to
it
work
up.
At a Chicos.
Yeah. They have like fucking Chinos? Tropical
What the fuck
clothing.
Are they called that? They're called work pants.
No,
why did
chinos.
We decide we're going to let a different race tell us what our pants are called?
Well, it's Latino for Chinese.
For Chinese, yeah.
The
yeah.
hardest workers.
What? Latino's
from the
got
railroads.
Too many damn words.
They call, they call like, that's like a...
excuse me, but I am Chicano. It's like, well, you're not Latino? It's like, yeah, I'm not too. I'm like, well, which
well,
one?
Latinx.
Yeah, Latinx. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Spanish robot.
No. Yeah.
Here's you know what?
Spanish guy from the Matrix.
If there's anyone still listening to this episode, here's a good Photoshop challenge for you. I came up with this one. If you want to try and draw R2 Chutu, it's a Chinese robot covered in ants and slime.
What?
It's Arthur Chu is a robot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
R2
Chutu.
R2 Chutu. Yeah, just put his face covered in ants.
Beating
off.
Ants on him. He got a divorce.
It's funny. I think we shit on him for that already.
Yeah. The thing, nothing, this is what sucks is that, like, there's nothing really to talk about except those bullshit politics stuff
know,
that Adam likes.
Sucks.
And it's not fun.
I don't want to talk about
you
it.
You always
dude.
Want to talk about it.
No, I don't.
You always try and figure out a way to bring it up. That's why we had to kick you off the show.
Yeah, dude.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm really glad you guys had me back.
Though. No, you're the guest this week.
Yeah, I'm glad.
You won't be back. We don't know who we're going to book next week.
It's going to be Weave. We're going to replace Adam with Weave, and he's going to be the third chair on the podcast. We're all going to move to Serbia.
Is that where he lives?
Yeah, he lives in exile.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's like Bobby Fischer. If instead
he has
of,
a Twitter
instead
account,
of, instead of chess, Bobby Fischer was just initially good at being racist as well.
He's a prodigy.
There's no turn.
He just cut out the middleman.
Yeah. Just went right for racism.
Just for right for Jews control everything.
He's a
weird-ass dude, fucking Bobby Fischer, man. Yeah. Have you seen that documentary about him?
Finding Bobby Fischer?
No, I think that was a movie, right?
Yeah, it was. That's where You're the Man Now Dog comes from.
No, really? That's Finding Forrester.
It's Finding Forrester.
Yeah.
You're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, dog.
You stupid
wow, that,
motherfucker.
That revolutionized the internet. That You're dumb the man website. Now, dog? Yeah, that was like a huge thing is You're the Man Now, Dog.
That's a website?
It was a website. Somebody made a website, You're the Man Now, Dog, and it was just a picture of Sean Connery repeating all the page.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like text coming out of the screen that says, You're the Man Now, Dog. And on a loop, him saying, You're the Man Now, Dog. You're the Man Now, Dog. You're... And then the guy who owned that website set it up so other people could create that, where you'd like pick the image, pick the
words.
And then upload the sound.
Oh, yeah,
I
remember that shit.
And that was like... You know, before memes or whatever, that was a huge website where people would create those You're the Man Now, Dog things.
Right, right, right.
And the guy that owned that website also owned DustinDiamond.com. And it's like official website of international sex symbol Dustin Diamond. And this was before like the sex video had come out.
Right, right, right. So it was just like he was just Screech.
Yeah, he was just Screech. Right, right, and it was like home of international sex symbol. And fucking Dustin Diamond sued the guy that owned the website for control of the domain. And the guy that owned the domain was like 24. His name was Max something. I forget. And he like represented himself in the suit and like successfully convinced the judge. He's like, no, it's obviously a joke. He doesn't own the domain. He didn't buy it. He had plenty of time to buy it. And like nobody thinks of him as a sex symbol. So it's clear parody. And the judge is like, yeah, I don't see why anyone would want to fuck this man, so I guess you're right. And Dustin Diamond, this might have changed, but as of like, you know, 10 years ago, he was the only person to ever lose a suit like that.
That might have been the shit that sent him spiraling, dude, losing that suit.
Maybe.
And he's fucking...
Were those prostitutes in that sex tape?
Have you ever seen his rider, Dustin Diamond's rider?
I hear it's like legendary.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's yeah, so it's good. Like there must be 6 Miller Lights in my green room, exactly 6. I want them in a bucket. You know, Jesus there's always bullshit. But, you know, he has that rider, and then half the places he plays don't even have a fucking green room.
Right, right.
Because I remember
right.
seeing that rider, and literally the next week, Eltringham was opening for him at Lestrani's, which is like an Italian restaurant that has comedy. And so instead of a green room, Dustin Diamond just has to stand at the bar waiting for his turn to go up.
Yeah, that shit's so annoying that comedy clubs book people like Dustin Diamond to fucking... Who goes out to see Screech do stand-up,
I mean,
dude?
You can't put Screech on the posters either because he doesn't own the rights to it or something.
And he would probably be probably one of those guys like, don't say Screech.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, he can't.
I'm a novelist.
was it Jimmy J.J. Walker?
Yeah, from
Good Times.
Good Times, yeah.
He does stand-up, and like he won't say
Dynamite. He won't say Dynamite?
Yeah, he won't do it.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's the only reason anyone's going to see
his
little
dude, I saw, you know who I would go see always? Michael Winslow.
Hell yeah, dude, he's awesome.
Well, he's got an actual skill.
Yeah, yeah. There's a video of Michael Winslow. There's a video of Michael Winslow doing like the first 5 minutes of Star Wars. Where he just does all the sound effects of Star Wars, the first 5 minutes,
and it's
amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, the fact that he like nails all the scene changes where we'll like cut to a TIE fighter for like half a second, and he's just like, you know, and like just has all the, like back to the lasers, you know, he just doesn't miss a fucking beat, but that's just black autism.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Black autism. Yeah, he's OG black nerd.
That's black nerd magic, dude.
Yeah.
Black retard magic.
That's what's going to get Hillary elected is black retard magic. You saw that thing that there's like was on I guess The Blaze or something, but she's considering Hillary.
Oh my god, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen
in
my life.
I so hope that. I so hope she's
2020, dude. Yeah, yeah. Then life stopped being real, and I'm like, yes, let's root against her. It'll be hilarious. Yeah, it'll be so funny.
I wish I could just fast forward 4 years and watch that happen again. Or if we could just have an election now and she loses again, how funny would that be?
Like, all right, some electoral college loophole. There's another election, and she still loses.
Yeah. Holy fuck!
Oh, what if he just? What if Trump passes a law that says that they have to have an election every month, and Hillary has to go against him again? And for the next 4 years, they just keep redoing the election. He's like, looks like you lose again.
He probably would, dude. He would love elections way more than being the president.
I would love that. That would be great.
That's what he likes.
It would create so
rooms.
Many jobs. You know how fucking hard it would be to have an election every month?
Yeah, that's true.
That would we could just be a country that lives off elections.
Ooh, big election.
What jobs?
The counting.
They don't get money for that.
Yeah, they do. Why the fuck does Jill Stein need fucking $7 million then if people don't get paid to count?
I don't know.
They definitely get paid.
No, it's because people need to. They have to count all those ballots.
I guess the people at the polls don't get paid.
No, they get paid too.
Everyone gets paid.
They get paid. Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yes.
Everyone gets paid, dude.
People just doing it for fun?
I thought that people do it as volunteers.
Nah, dude.
No, then only rich people would be able to control or to count votes.
Yeah, which is definitely...
You fucking retard.
I'm
sorry. Fucking idiot.
You fucking moron cocksucker.
This is what the people want. Keep going, guys.
Fuck you, dude. I'm taking your shoes. I'm taking Adam's fucking shoes.
Take his bullshit shoes.
Give me the shit, bitch.
Why are they so tight? They're ironic Kirkland shoes.
They're not Kirkland.
Oh, I went to Costco and I got ironic shoes.
Shut the fuck up.
If you want
dude.
A pair, let me know. Next time I go to Costco, I'll get you ironic shoes like me.
Do you want a pair?
Yes.
You actually
they're
want
$17.
Some. Yeah, we said we want some.
I used to have fucking Walmart Velcro shoes that were $8.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. And they were great.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's awesome. I want those.
Yeah.
I'm going to copy your gay ass.
Yeah, do it.
I'm going to copy that. And I bought a blender.
Did you buy the Vitamix?
But I didn't get the big one. I got the fucking standard one, the 52.
I like that it has Vita in the name, as if you assume I'm going to put vitamins in that bitch. Yeah. As if it's not
it's
just
for milkshakes,
gonna be,
bitch.
It's going to be ice cream and peanut butter. Yeah. And fucking almonds and shit. Brownie mix.
You make your own almond butter? I can't wait for that
shit. You can make your own almond milk. You can make your own gazpacho.
Oh, yes, bitch. I'm going soup crazy. I'm making fucking all kinds
did
of
you
shit.
You buy the Vitamix?
I did.
Wow, you really did?
You did?
Yeah, legit. It's coming tomorrow to my house.
Which one'd you get?
I just said this. What the fuck? The 5200, the base level one.
Oh, yeah. That's the one my roommate
that's
has.
That's the gay one. That's the one that's bad.
No, it's
you
it's
want
very,
the one with, like, texting on
it's
it?
It's very
sure.
highly rated.
No, I don't want the one with texting, but I want the one with, like, the 2.5 horsepower motor.
No, this one has that.
See, look, you have to understand.
They all have
the
same motor.
One,
you have to understand. Yeah. I'm coming to this blender game from the power tools world. Right? I understand things in
talking
terms of
horsepower.
Horsepower, settings, I don't give a shit about, okay? I want to press that button. I want the electricity bill to sky. I want to be able to accidentally put my hand in there and have to go to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? If I don't lose a finger, it's for gay guys. Does Milwaukee make a blender? Because if DeWalt made a blender and Milwaukee made a blender, you better believe I'd be drinking wood milkshakes right now.
Oh, fuck, dude. I can't wait to blend that shit.
Wait, you're getting it tomorrow. Never mind.
Yeah,
you should put fucking weed in there.
Oh,
dude.
My God,
can you imagine if you put a pound of weed in a blender and turned it into juice?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What would happen if you drank a pound of weed?
Let's
like,
find
real
out.
Real quick.
Let's find the fuck out.
Real quick?
Yeah, like if you put a pound of weed in a blender and put water in it.
You go blind. No,
you wouldn't go blind.
No, you just get
would
like
would you transcend
high.
Levels
just
of
pass
cool?
Out,
well, have you smoked dab before? Dabs?
No. No.
They fuck your ass up.
My friend Ari is like obsessed with dab accounts on Instagram. There's this guy, AZN Dabs, D-A-B-Z.
You would probably die if you did that, the pound of weed thing.
No, you wouldn't.
No. So like dabs.
There has to be a toxicity level for THC.
No, you wouldn't die. But this,
what would happen?
So what dabs are there?
Hey, stop talking about dabs. Tell me what would happen.
No, it's the same. I'm getting to it. So
I don't want to get to it. Just tell me what would happen.
They're weed concentrate.
I don't give a shit.
You just get insane. You get insanely stoned. And then, like, once you're an addict or, like, once your tolerance goes up, you can handle it. For us? All
right. What if you put a pound of heroin in there?
Yeah, you would die for sure.
No, I don't think you would.
There's no toxicity level to heroin. People die from heroin overdoses because they forget to take vitamins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like AIDS. AIDS doesn't actually kill you. It's from fucking a guy with a dick too big.
Oh, it does that a little.
It's an opportunistic dick.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It weakens your sphincter.
Yeah.
It's not the AIDS that kills you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It weakens your sphincter so much that all your organs come out of your ass.
Yeah. No, it's opportunistic diseases. Which is a good name. That sounds like Nazi propaganda. It's all these opportunistic diseases taking over the finance industry.
Yeah, Tay-Sachs.
Hell yeah, boys. Oh, also, we had a great show. We didn't talk about that at all. Thank you to everybody who came to the damn show.
That was awesome. The shows are getting better and better, and we appreciate everyone who came.
Funny mom.
Especially my man who came from Staten Island, who I talked to after the show.
For real?
Like, yeah, he was like, I just want you to know I'm a big fan of the show, and your willingness to constantly humiliate yourself.
This guy's at home right now, and he's like, that's not what the fuck I said.
Yeah.
It's not even close to what I said.
He did say that.
I said, so like, I gave him an earnest compliment, and he contorted my words to turn it into a funny bit for himself.
No. He's
he
like
probably
that.
Didn't say that, and now you're doing what he said in the story by doing this.
You're humiliating yourself.
Hell yeah, dude.
Bitch.
This is Inception.
Shouts out to also Ben.
It was a compliment.
That kid in the front row. I think his name was Ben. Shouts out to him.
Ben's dying of cancer, and he came to our show. And,
or no, wait, am I thinking of my friend
every
Benny
dollar
came?
Of the Patreon goes to this 4-year-old boy who has leukemia. And if you're not donating yet.
We're going to get in Batman costumes.
Yeah. We're going to do that Bat Kid thing. Man, that kid's life is going to suck. You know he's fine, right?
The Bat Kid. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's I want to bully him right now.
No, I don't want to bully him. What? But he's imagine.
Fuck him, dude. He lived.
He's gonna at 27 years old go shoot up whatever office he's working in.
Yeah, in a Batman costume.
Yeah, because he's gonna turn into the Joker. That's the Joker's backstory. He had childhood leukemia, and they let him pretend he was Batman. And then he grew up, and no one gave a fuck about the Joker anymore. He's like, you want to know how I got these scars? I had leukemia.
Experimental surgery to cure my leukemia.
They had to make my mouth bigger so I could eat the pill. The big leukemia pill.
My friend Nate, One Ball Nate, I call him, OBN, he had cancer as a little kid, and he beat it, but he got a Make-A-Wish shit, and they gave him like a fucking guitar and like a fucking studio and shit. He got hooked up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He
knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
If I was a Make-A-Wish kid and they were like, what do you want? I'd be like, cigarettes.
To die.
Yeah.
They're like, kill me now.
I want a carton of cigarettes every day for the rest of my life. And then some 5-year-old boy smoking. Like, we did it.
I want to have sex. I want to eat pussy.
I want to eat fucking Scarlett Johansson's pussy.
I want to fuck Lisa
and she's like
Ann.
Crying. Some 5-year-old eating around. She's
I'm
like,
gonna die, bitch. Yeah.
That'd be great if like parents took advantage of their kids' cancer to like get themselves
like
shit.
A stage mom.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a cancer mom.
I want to go on. Yeah. Say it.
Now come on, America's... Sarah. You're gonna have to cry more. Mommy, stop pulling underneath my eyes. You need bigger bags. Where are we gonna put all the money if not for those bags under your eyes? Come on now, be a star. Mommy needs a new set of veneers.
I want fake tits for my mom.
Now quick, inhale all this secondhand smoke.
Ah, fuck.
Cancer moms on TBS.
That'll be a good one, dude.
Well, when we found out Shireen had cancer, at first I was sad, but then I thought, we're getting right out of this double wide. Like Skinner plays or something. Tour bus shots. Yeah. We're going all the way to Los Angeles, California. I have my retard daughter here in a cage, and she's smeared in feces, and I'm going to show her to people for a nickel.
Take it to California, show her to people.
All right, well, that was a good one, I feel.
Yes.
Hopefully that's redemption for the one everybody hated. They're referring to as the politics episode, but the truth is, guys, every episode is a politics episode.
Yeah, the personal is political,
this
guys.
The thing is, we're artists, so this is all allegory.
Absolutely.
If you think these are all just dumb jokes and you're not really analyzing
something.
How this is about, you know.
Every slur
is
on purpose
and
means something meaningful as fuck.
If you think about it. If you really think about it.
We're not going to tell you because that's not what artists do.
That's not
bitch.
What artists do, mm-hmm. but you got to read mm-hmm. between the lines.
We're not stupid or offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just don't get it.
Yeah. You're a bitch.
You bitch ass piece of shit.
But thank you for listening. And
come to the next show also Monday after Christmas.
Yeah,
26th.
Stav will be at Magoobies all this weekend.
Oh yeah,
he's
hosting
for Ben Creed all weekend.
I will be opening for Bobby Kelly at Magoobies. Actually, come out. A couple people have asked me on Twitter. Come say what's up. If you're a cum boy, we'd love to see you at the live shows.
Timonium,
Maryland. I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
A fake city.
Town. Yeah. It's not even on the GPS.
Yeah, it just sounds like
exist.
A fake element.
Yeah. It sounds like a robot named Tim.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, greetings.
Yeah, I live in Timonium.
Yeah, just Dundalk was getting too much for me, so I moved out to the country.
Yeah. Fancy Timonium. They got a storage plus, a batteries plus everything.
Yeah, they got a Chili's right by an Outback.
They got a
out
Chili's
there, yeah.
plus. You know what that is? That's where they don't yell at you for taking food out of a dumpster.
So, all right. Come out. But yes, goodbye, everyone.
Later.